The Spurs find themselves down 0-2 to the Golden State Warriors in their opening round series. And as the scene shifts to Game 3 in San Antonio, the question now becomes, is this series already done? Welcome to Locked On Spurs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Jeff Garcia, your host for today's show, and I am the lead writer slash manager over at the Spurs Zone, which you can find at News 4 San Antonio on Fox29SanAntonio.com. And as mentioned, yes, the Spurs are pretty much facing a must-win situation in San Antonio later this week as Game 3 looms. And look, the first two games, the Warriors just simply look superior. It's pretty much what it comes down to. And yes, the Spurs are without Kawhi Leonard, who is reportedly in New York City rehabbing. But with the Spurs still having good players that there's on their roster, LaMarcus Aldridge, Rudy Gay, and yes, even 40-year-old Manu Ginobili, it's starting to look like this Spurs season might come to an end sooner than later. So to discuss whether or not the series is already over after two games, I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, before we get into the big topic of today, give me some thoughts on the first two games. Spurs are down 0-2. What are you thinking? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I gotta admire with the tenacity and the effort that they put in for game two, because game one was just a debacle. You know, they just didn't put in the effort in game one, and you know, like everybody had said, it was kind of like deer in the headlights. But game two was a better effort. It was just better offense from the Golden State Warriors. Unfortunately for the Spurs, they played great defense. I thought, you know, most of the game. They just couldn't hit buckets, and you know, you saw the outcome when they can't make shots. I mean, that's going to be the outcome, and pretty much, you know, hopefully when they come home, you know, they do better here at the AT&T Center. So we'll just see how it goes, man. It's one of those where if you're a diehard fan, you believe, but you know it won't be long.
Well, look, Joe, you know, I hear you. You know what, the Spurs. Let's forget about game one. As you mentioned, it was a debacle. The Spurs were outclassed, at least basketball-wise. I don't know about Draymond Green and shoving Davis Bertans the way he did in game two, but the other type of class, and even the basketball side of it, they're outmatched, they're outgunned in game one. Now, game two, as you mentioned, Joe, was different. The Spurs came out with fire, with punch, with grit, everything that Pop needed to see in game one. But that faded fast as the second half began. How rare is it for me to say this, Joe, for you to say this? The Spurs had a lead at halftime versus the Warriors. That actually happened in game two. So you try to look at the first two games, and it's really a situation of night and day. If they come out with power, if they come out with focus, and they come out with that grit, they might be able to pull off a game here or there, make this into a series. But then you saw the second half of game two, and their shooting disappeared, the defense disappeared. They allowed 30-plus points in the third and fourth quarter. You cannot do this against a Warriors team. It's like almost, Joe, I look at this game three and I say, you know what? The building blocks are there in game two. They just need to capitalize that. But, Joe, you know, before we recorded, you're pretty much upset with a few players on the roster, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, in particular, I'm upset with Kyle Anderson. I mean, he didn't put in a great showing in the playoffs last year. And again, this season, he's just been non-existent. He's been a non-factor. And it's not because he doesn't know any better. It's just because he just, for whatever reason, can't get it going, or I don't know what's his problem. But, you know, if I was Kyle Anderson, I'd be embarrassed to wear that uniform right now, because what you're doing out there is just plain embarrassing. Same thing with Bryn Forbes. Bryn Forbes, he's just, I mean, that's embarrassing. That's an embarrassing effort when you can go out there and put in, I mean, they're putting in 0 points. I think Kyle had 1 point, you know, and Danny Green too. Danny Green put in like a good minutes, and then he had 0 points on the night. That's something that can't happen. You know, that's embarrassing, man.
Yeah, look, if the Spurs are not going to get any type of production outside of LaMarcus and, to a certain degree, Rudy Gay, as we saw in Game 2 and his performance, the Spurs team are not going to go far. This Warriors team is deep. Yeah, they're without Steph Curry. It don't matter. Klay Thompson lit up the Spurs in Game 2, 16 points in the second half. I mean, 31 points overall. It's just, it's just too much to handle for the Spurs, who are coming in under man. Yes, Kawhi Leonard, you know, could have made a difference. But, Joe, there's some times where I think about this and I look back and I just look at these two teams. Part of me says even with if they had a Kawhi Leonard on the squad right now, this still would be pretty much the same right now. I think the Spurs are just they just don't have that extra gear. I mean, you're really going to tell me that you're going to have an undersized Danny Green or at times Bryn Forbes defending KD? I mean, we've seen that in the switches that they do on the Spurs. Simply, Joe, the Spurs, they're just outmanned. They're just out-talented. And, yeah, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, and, yes, you're one to keep the faith among the Spurs faithful, but there comes a time when you have to just see the writing on the wall. And after two games, the writing on the wall is simply this. This is going to be a five-game series or a sweep. Now, before we get into the main topic, is the series over, is it bad of me, Joe, to be thinking this way? Is it wrong of me to be saying I'm looking at a sweep or a five-game or a gentleman's sweep? I mean, is it just wrong for me to think this, or do you really believe it's going to go six or seven games?
I don't think it's wrong for you to think about that, you know, and I'm pretty sure that almost every other Spurs fan is, you know, has thought the same thing. I unfortunately believe that the Spurs will actually win this next game on Thursday. But beyond that, it just depends on them, you know, and even on Thursday, it's really in, you know, I guess the ball is in their court. It just depends on the effort they put up. You know, when you have players out there on the court, and they've been out there for 25 minutes, 14 minutes, or, you know, 12, 11 minutes, and they're prolific scorers, you know, during the regular season, and they just go and lay eggs. That's unacceptable. You know, if you can't put in a better effort, it's going to be an early season. You know, start calling your travel agent.
Yeah, exactly. Start calling travel agents right now. I mean, the way it's shaping up. Now, do you discount the Spurs when Popovich is on the sidelines and they have LaMarcus and they got the never-aging Manu Ginobili? No, you don't. You give them a puncher's chance. But I think that's all they have right now is a puncher's chance. Now, will things change in Game 3? I'm pretty sure. The Spurs are one of the best teams in the league and in the regular season, that is, when it comes to defending home court. 33-8. They ended the regular season with a 10-game home winning streak. I mean, they were just night and day. And I'm hoping that will play in the Spurs' favor. I'm expecting Game 3 to pretty much go down to the fourth quarter, but I think that fourth quarter is when the Warriors' talent will take over. But this begs the question, Joe, is this series already over after two games? Has it come to this already based off the first two games?
I don't think it's over yet. But if the Golden State Warriors come back here, you know, at the AT&T Center, and they win this first game and the Spurs go down 3-0, it's a pretty safe bet to say, you know, this thing is already pretty much over. And, you know, the Spurs are going to be on the verge of a sweep if that happens. You have to win this next home game. And like I said, if Golden State manages to take the first home game, you know, it's not going to be long. Just, you know, keep that travel agent on speed dial.
Well, what are you hanging your hat on? What makes you think that it's not over? Is there something that you saw in Game 2, maybe in Game 1?
In Game 2, you saw a better effort. Defensively, the Spurs, they played a lot better. You know, they had lapses, of course, in the third quarter where they kind of got away from what was working for them. But as far as the defensive effort, it's there. You know, in Game 3, they took a lot of shots, but a lot of them didn't go in. You know, and it's one of those things. I mean, you can attribute it to a bad shooting night, or you can attribute it to good defense in the second half by the Golden State Warriors. Either way, if those shots fall at home, the Spurs win, you know. But, you know, it's one of those things. You just never know what team will show up. And it's the inconsistency that rears its ugly head, you know, in key moments and in key moments of the game. And I dare say, even in this, you know, homestand that the Spurs have right now, coming back home, I can't say with 100% confidence that they're going to win these next two games. I'm at about 90% right now, hope, you know, that they're going to win Game 3. Now, Game 4, that's a whole different animal.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, look, the Spurs are in a must-win situation Thursday night, as mentioned at the beginning. But when I look at this series, I think it's over. I'm on that camp, and no, it's not because I'm not a Spurs fan at heart, and no, it's not because I'm here to bash this team. No, I commend this team for what they did in the regular season to get into the playoffs, despite the fact without they've been without their franchise player for most of the season, despite the fact that they've had multiple lineup changes. I mean, my goodness, 20-plus lineup changes. You know, they trotted out G League players at times to handle business on the court, and they still made it. There was a time, Joe, you know this, and the listeners know this, this Spurs team was not even in the playoffs at all. That streak of 21 consecutive playoff appearances was going to go down in flames. But they managed to get wins against the Rockets team, against, yes, it was a depleted Warriors team, but they did get those wins towards the end of the season. Look, this is a Spurs team that deserves a pat on the back for everything they dealt with, and I can't believe I'm saying this, for things on and off the court. And it was rare for anybody to talk about off-the-court issues. Case in point, Kawhi Leonard. But in this situation, Joe, I just think that talent that the Warriors have is overwhelming. If you hear what the players said or about Game 2, Patty Mills said it best. He says, you've got to play every second. I'm paraphrasing here. He goes, you got to play every second against this team. You have to knock down shots. He said sometimes it's overwhelming, the talent they have. Manu Ginobili said it before. He said it during the regular season. This team is not as talented. Now, I give him a puncher's chance because of that defense. That defense and in San Antonio, at least during the regular season, was tops, holding teams well under 100 points on the AT&T Center court. And, of course, they are the best in the business when it comes to playing in their home gym. But this is the playoffs. This is a different animal. This is a different beast. This Warriors team wants to rest. This Warriors team has is coming into this postseason banged up. We know that. They were not playing on the right level, and I think they're trying to get out of this first round unscathed. The last thing they need is another injury, and I think they want to put away this team fast, furiously, and put the Spurs teams to bed already. So, again, I just feel the series is over. Joe, I get it. You got to have that faith. But how much faith can you have in a team that has very aged players versus a team that has almost numerous star players in their primes, Joe, in their primes? That is a tall task for the Spurs to handle.
Yeah, you know, if anybody is up to that challenge, I believe that the San Antonio Spurs can meet the challenge. But right now, you know, the Spurs are too busy beating up themselves. You know, they're making too many mistakes. And when you make those types of mistakes in, you know, in critical games such as the playoffs against a, you know, defending champion Warriors team, it's hard for you to win. You know, and I think right now the Spurs pretty much are just their own worst enemy. You know, they need to be able to clear up some of these little issues. And if they do, they can put up an even better effort in games 3 and 4. Now, will they... Can I guarantee that they will be victorious in both games? I'm picking them to win at least one out of the two. And I hope I'm right on that end because, you know, I'd like to see it at least, like you said, be a gentleman sweep, go 5 games. I'd be ecstatic if it went 6. You know, that'd be like, wow. Let confetti rain down on us.
I know. They might start a river walk parade for one game. But yeah, you're right. You know, a gentleman's sweep is the best case scenario in this situation. But unfortunately, I think a sweep is in store for San Antonio. And I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. I want you to come on the next show after game 3 and think, yeah, I told you, Jeff. I told you. Yeah, great. Phenomenal. We get an extra game of Spurs basketball. But as I said in the opening, I'll say it again. The writing is on the wall. It doesn't take a genius to see that this Spurs team is just lacking that little extra gear that this Warrior had. Now, of course, you know, they played in their home gym, the Warriors, that is, in Oracle, and it's a tough place to play for any team in the league. And credit to the Spurs for their effort in game 2. But, Joe, we got a half of top quality effort from the Spurs. We didn't get the complete game, and that's what makes me pause to pause and then go, okay, Spurs, you gave it your best punch. But my goodness, you couldn't sustain it. And look at the wave of talent that just smacked them in that second half. Joe, at the end of the day, what is your prediction for game three? I think you already said it already. You're predicting a win.
Yeah, I think the Spurs are going to win this next game. I think it's going to be a very, very, very close game. There's going to be some last-minute heroics. Maybe we'll see old man Manu come up and knock it down
to
three.
I'd love to see that, yeah.
But I think the Spurs are going to win this next game. I'm going to count it maybe 103 to 100, you know, so in favor of the Spurs. But it's going to be that type of an amazing game, you know, so be prepared, Spurs Nation, and come out and really support your team. You know, you need to make some noise and let them know that you're really behind them. You can't just be in that lower bowl and not put on a shirt. I mean, come on, put on the shirt.
Yeah, like LaMarcus Aldridge said it best after the game he lost, when he was asked about going back to San Antonio. He said this team is not going to roll over, and I like that. I like to have the right mentality. I like the fact that this Spurs team saw a lot of positives in game two. Monta Ginobili spoke about them, saying that he liked their toughness, their physicality, at least in the first half. So there's definitely a foundation to grow on heading into game three. The issue is now you're asking this Spurs team to win, what, four out of the next five games against the defending champs? It looks impossible right now at this point. So I'm going to say the Spurs lose game three. I agree with you, it will be a very competitive game. I just think, you know, the Spurs' effort will be there maybe for three quarters, but then that fourth quarter is where the wheels come off, and that talent just overrides and overwhelms the Spurs. And, yeah, get that L at home. I hate to say it, but that's what I think. But we want to hear what you have to say. You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpurzone. Joe, take it away.
Yeah, and you can find us at Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can look us up on the World Wide Web at twoshotssa.com.
Go check them out. They have a good show. I think you recently put out a show about Game 2. Am I correct?
Yeah, I did a show with Michael A. DeLeon of Project Spurs and Jonathan Mathis of SoCal Sports. So it's good stuff, man. We'll be posting it up shortly.
All right, so go check it out. Give them a download. Give them a listen. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.